In Parshat Ki Tavoh, Moshe and the elders of Israel command the people, on the day they arrive into the land, to set up 12 large stones and to write on them all the words of this Torah. Moshe then repeats this charge a few verses later, but this time adds extra emphasis with an unusual verb. V'chatavta al ha'avanim et kol divrei ha'Torah hazot be'er he'tev. Write on the stones all the words of this Torah, clarified well. The verb for clarify, leva'er, can mean something more general, like explain or expound, but the Ibn Ezra tells us that here it refers specifically to the writing on the stones, indicating that the letter should be clear and easy to read. This word is used in only one other place in the Torah, in Deuteronomy's introductory verses, just before Moshe begins to speak. Be'ever ha'yarden be'eretz Moav, ho'il Moshe be'er et ha'Torah hazot. On the other side of the Jordan, in the land of Moab, Moshe began to clarify this Torah. In both cases, the activity described by the word be'er is directly related to this Torah. Why does Deuteronomy select this uncommon verb to describe the process of speaking and writing words of Torah? Another layer of meaning is added to the word by the 19th century Hasidic commentator Rav Yehuda Aryeh Leib Alter in his Sfat Emet, who notes a linguistic echo from a word that is central in earlier Torah narratives. He writes, Ho'il Moshe Be'er, Katavnu Kfar Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom Haya Poteach Pi Haber. Moshe began to clarify this Torah. As we have written before, this is because our teacher Moshe would open the mouth of the well. The Sfat Emet is playing with the fact that the verb be'er, to clarify, shares a root with the noun be'er, a well of water. Indeed, the two words, as they are used in the Torah, look and sound almost exactly alike. The Sfat Emet's description also reminds us that Moshe is an established well opener, having himself once drawn water from a well. When he first fled Egypt, he arrived in Midian and sat down by a well. When Yitro's 7 daughters come to the well for water and are driven off by other shepherds, Moshe comes to their defense and, as they report later, he drew water for us and water our flocks. Moshe is rewarded with an invitation to eat with the family, and he soon ends up married to one of the daughters. So Moshe, whose name means the one who draws forth, was indeed someone who drew forth water from a well. But the particular phrasing in the Sfat Emet, that Moshe would open the mouth of the well, pi haber, also evokes another, similar scene at a well. This one from earlier on in Genesis. For it is Yaakov who, upon seeing Rachel arrive at a well that has been sealed, rolled the stone from off the mouth of the well, pi haber, and watered the flock for Rachel. Like Moshe, Yaakov ends up married to the shepherdess whose distress he alleviates. The Sfat Emet's weaving together of these different uses of be'er serves to illuminate a pattern in the Torah's usage of the word. The verb form leva'er, to clarify, is a rare word, appearing only twice in the Torah, both times here in the book of Deuteronomy. The noun form, meanwhile, be'er, a well of water, never appears in Deuteronomy, but is quite a common word in the other books of the Torah, where it appears nearly 30 times and is at the center of many of the Torah's most pivotal scenes. Hagar encounters God at a well. Yitzchak spends a whole chapter digging up his father's wells. And wells, as we have seen, are a frequent setting for love connections. As this verb introduces Moshe's speech in Deuteronomy, then, when he began to clarify this Torah, the reader of the Torah is invited to conjure up the image of a well and its life-giving waters. It is as if Moshe, not usually so verbose, has begun to gush forth the waters of Torah, which will provide relief to the soul-thirsty people of Israel. Yet in his treatment of the image, the Sfat Emet does not focus on the abundant flow of water so much as the difficulty in drawing it forth. He emphasizes Moshe's opening the mouth of the well. In the earlier passage he alluded to above, he elaborates, "Vehu hapetach shepatach Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom liot hachana shekol bnei Yisrael yuchlu limtzo mayan haTorah." Our teacher Moshe created an opening as a preparation so that the children of Israel would be able to find the spring of Torah. Moshe's speech, his clarifying of the Torah, does not represent the water of the well itself, but the opening of the well. The removal of the stone is the preparation that allows others to draw forth their own waters. So Moshe is not just giving the people Torah, he is directing them towards the Torah they will one day have to find for themselves. How, then, does the image of the well affect our reading of the command that Moshe issues in our parsha to write all the words of the Torah, Be'er Hetev? Remember that they are being asked to carve into stones. So their writing of the Torah is itself a kind of digging and a removal of rock in order to find the waters of Torah beneath it. This means that the children of Israel are also being charged with creating an opening for Torah. Every generation must not only find the Torah they need to quench their thirst, but also help prepare the next generation to drink from the wellsprings of Torah. Recalling the images of our ancestors seeking water from wells reminds us that Torah, like water, is not always easy to find. Still, we keep digging.